with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. At the Daily White House briefing today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt defended President Trump's 10% tariffs on all Chinese products.
He is not going to allow China to continue to source and distribute deadly fentanyl into our country. That was the reason for this tariff. It was a retaliatory tariff on China for the last 4 years of their unprecedented distribution of fentanyl into our nation's border.
China has swiftly responded to President Trump's tariffs with a range of retaliatory measures of its own, including an antitrust investigation of search engine Google. The GOP's ambitious plan to quickly advance President Trump's legislative agenda has hit an early speed bump, with Speaker Mike Johnson punting an initial vote on the legislation. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaker Mike Johnson's reconciliation plan is already running behind schedule. The House Budget Committee is not planning to vote on the budget resolution this week, despite the Speaker's initial plan to do so. GOP leaders have been scrambling to address demands from conservative members who want deeper spending cuts. Johnson and GOP leaders repeatedly said that they wanted to start the legislative process on the measure, encompassing much of Trump's agenda by advancing a budget resolution out of committee this week. But a source says a vote will not take place this week amid jockeying among Republicans over how deep the spending cuts should ultimately be. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Two Senate committees have advanced the nominations of both former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Director of Health and Human Services. Both were sent out of their respective committees on party line votes. Both nominations now head to the full Senate for final approval. Both were controversial nominations. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 134 points. This is SRN News. Islam is making war on Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Schools and universities responding to complaints of sexual misconduct must return to policies established during President Trump's first term, with requirements for live hearings and more protections for accused students. In a memo to education institutions across the nation, the Education Department clarified that Title IV will be enforced according to a set of rules by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Another mass shooting, this time in Sweden, a shooting at an adult education center in Northern Europe that has left 10 people dead. Correspondent Lauren Brooks has more on the story.
Roberto Ede Forrest, head of the local police, says authorities believe the perpetrator acted alone and that there are no suspected connections to terrorism at this point. But the damage at the crime scene was so extensive that investigators were unable to be more definitive on the death toll and the number of wounded. The shooting happened near the city of Örebro, which is located around 200 kilometers west of Stockholm. The violence broke out after many students had gone home following a national exam. One teacher has told a local news station that she heard around 10 gunshots. Authorities are now working to identify the deceased. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.